brother, overcomer. Only the coward flees. When the enemy comes to you in the fight, through the blood of the Lamb, you will be always the victor. For the Lord never leaves you nor forsakes you. Overcome. Overcome. Will be with you in every fight, standing at your side in the most difficult hour. He will give you the victory. Do not fear the enemy. Don't move back in the heaviest battle. Overcome. God gives you the necessary power. In the power of the Lord, the enemies will flee. Overcome, brother. This is your privilege. You will wear the crown through Jesus Christ. Ready to overcome. Overcome. Don't step back. The victory crown you will receive. Come, brother. Go into the battle. You are strong enough, for God keeps you. Strong enough. To always overcome in every battle. Overcome. Do not move back. Power of the Lord, the enemies will flee, and the crown of victory will be given to you. We greet all brothers and sisters, all friends worldwide who are joining us online to this word observation with Brother Frank very warmly. We are grateful to God for the opportunity which He has given unto us to hear His precious and revealed word. Dear brothers and sisters, no one of us can say what the new year 2021 will bring for us, for the individual. We trust that the Lord continues to keep His hands over us, that He is with us through His precious word speaking to us, and that He will make all things well. despite of the lockdown and with all the regulations, limitations which we experience, we trust that the Lord will speak to us through His Word, and He will bless us during this year, preparing us to His soon coming. We all know the Lord is faithful. He is true in all His deeds. I read for the introduction a word of the scripture from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, from verse 2.
In der Endzeit wird es geschehen,
and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come, ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. I read two more verses from James, chapter 5, from verse 7. Here it says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. May the Lord bless this word observation through Brother Frank. May His word, which we'll hear, accomplish in the hearts of our brothers and sisters worldwide. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the opportunity to hear now Your precious and holy living word. Bless all my brothers and sisters worldwide who are now joining us online, who are listening and who are watching. Strengthen our brother. We ask You in Jesus' name. Amen. I greet all of you very warmly, wishing all of you God's richest blessing. We have the 1 year behind us. The next is before us. We know what this last year has brought us. And we trust in God that in the year 2021, He will shake and open the heavens, and He will let come down the blessings. All the many greetings who have reached us
cannot be extended in the great multitude here.
Wir haben ja seit Weihnachten
since Christmas
bis hin
up
zum neuen Jahr
to the new year,
aus aller Welt
we received greetings from all over the world, especially from the ministering brethren, emails, phone calls, and wishes of blessing we received. And we greet all with all our hearts in all peoples, tongues, and nations. We are grateful to the Lord that He has taken care for it, that during the time of the so-called lockdown, that the word of the Lord nevertheless could be preached, could be heard, and could be believed. And if I think about it, that in 55 years, the word of the Lord was carried into all the world, in all peoples and tongues, and that we are now have the possibility through the transmission to reach all at once. This is something very special and wonderful. If Paul was preaching in Ephesus, then those in Corinth didn't hear anything about it. When Brother Branham preached in Jeffersonville, nobody in Germany, France, or somewhere, nobody has heard anything about it. And now, and I say it once again, and now, all can hear in all the world. But it was necessary, firstly, to establish the personal contact and to keep the connection alive, so that now all individuals and also all fellowships and prayer groups can hear the word of the Lord. What shall we say? Lord, you know the way. You know the time. Your plan is finished and lies here ready, as a German song goes. The Lord has taken care for all things. Namely, that the promised word for this time was revealed, and that the prophet has brought the message, and that we by grace could carry it into all the world. And now we have the possibility to listen to preachings of Brother Branham from the 60s and also our preachings from the 80s, to broadcast them and to once again tell the whole world what God has done in our time. Especially addressed to all the ministering brethren all over the world. May the words which were read from the word of introduction from Isaiah chapter 2, may these words get to you in a very special way. It is very, very important. We will not go into details here, But we all know that the Lord God, in His Word, in the Old and in the New Testament, He let us be foretold, He foretold through His prophets what would take place. And we all read it. At the end of the end time, at the end of days, the Temple Mount will again be the Temple Mount. And the temple will be rebuilt as it is written. And as we read, that all the nations will come to visit the house of God on the Temple Mount. When we think about what will still take place before that, namely, that the nations will gather against Israel, and that the Lord will decide the last battle, namely in such a way that 7 years the people have to be buried, as written in the prophet Ezekiel. But then, when all these things took place, and when the time for Israel breaks forth, we all know, since 1948, we have again a state, a country, Israel, and they return into the land of promise. For they must be there where God makes the finishing. But for me, this word has also a meaning for us as the church of the living God. When it's written here that the Lord God will then will teach the nations about His ways, namely in Jerusalem. For thus we have read it. The word of the Lord will go forth from Jerusalem, and the teaching, the law from Mount Zion. The divine order, the original order, will again be established. What do we have now in all of the past? What did we experience? Let us just go back 2,000 years. Let us go back 2,000 years. On the day of Pentecost, Jerusalem was that place, that site, which God had chosen. 2,000 years ago, the founding of the New Testament Church took place in Jerusalem. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. And the proclamation, the original proclamation under the leading and inspiration of the Holy Spirit took place. Peter, a man full of the Holy Ghost, could say to the multitude, repent, yes, be converted, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Namely, for the remission of sins, to confirm the forgiveness which happened through the blood, through the New Testament covenant blood of the Lamb of God for our redemption. It was shed. By baptism, there is no forgiveness. The forgiveness is in the blood of the Lamb. But in the baptism, the forgiveness which we experienced is accepted and received. It is confirmed. And so, we have received the grace to now, at the end, and for the church in her time, we read in Isaiah 2 what happened with Israel, what will happen with Mount Zion, what will happen with the Temple Mount. But this happens, of course, after the rapture. My question is, what happens before the rapture? Now, all sermons, everything must return, and everything what happened at Pentecost, at the founding of the New Testament Church, what was preached and what was practiced, it must be taken to heart. Also today, let it be said to all, also to all Christian fellowships. We of course know that in Christendom, are about 350 Christian denominations and churches are fellowships, which are all referring to God and to Christ, all are referring to the Bible, but no one of them preaches the word which came forth from Jerusalem. And brothers and sisters, precious friends, it is on my heart to say clearly, all things which took place in the course of 2,000 years of the New Testament Church we must leave them behind. And I must emphasize that before God only this counts what He really has commanded and what has been done according to His will. God ordained the prophets. God ordained the apostles. All had their tasks which they have fulfilled. Now we come quickly to that point. I emphasize once again, the word will go forth from Jerusalem and the teaching from Mount Zion, and all the world will come to hear it. So, not what was done in the course of the 2,000 years, what went forth from Nicaea, what went forth from Chalcedon, what Polycarp said, what Irenaeus said, what Athanasius said, what Arius, what all these people have preached, and then up to the coming up of the state church in the Roman Empire. We all know that Daniel has seen the four following world empires. The Babylonian Empire, the Medo Persia Empire, the Greek Empire, and since 63 before Christ, also the last regions were included into the Roman Empire. Paul was already a Roman citizen. He was born. But what must I say? Not only I want to say, but what I must say. We as the true believers, with respect before God and before His holy word, we have understood of what it is all about now. And I repeat, most surely not for the last time, I repeat it. Our task is to return to Jerusalem, to that what Peter said, what James preached, John, what Paul preached, according to Galatians chapter 2, Paul, after 14 years of his ministry with two of his brothers, he returned to Jerusalem to compare whether his preaching is in agreement with the preaching of the apostles. And then he says even to not have worked in vain. An apostle Paul, who already 14 years preached the gospel, the word, counted it to be necessary because of a divine revelation, 14 years later, he went up to Jerusalem to compare what he preached among the heathens, among the Gentiles, comparing it with that what the apostles have preached. Today I invite, and I say this in the name of the Lord, I invite today all ministering brethren to go with me together to Jerusalem in the Spirit. And I say to all brothers, to all ministering men of God worldwide, that we received this invitation to return to Jerusalem, to the original proclamation. And friends, we time and again must say it anew. As God already in the Old Testament took care for everything, really, for everything He took care of. In Genesis 22, His prophet Abraham, he gave his prophet the instruction to sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah. Whoever then goes to Chronicles can read it, that Solomon built the temple exactly there where Abraham sacrificed Isaac, or should sacrifice. And there the Temple Mount was established, because Mount Moriah became the Temple Mount. God, step by step, He prepared the things, and so they happened in the will of God. And now, before God turns to Israel, we read the promise that in the end time, not 500 years ago, But now, in the end time, the Temple Mount will again be brought back to that to which it was originally destined and determined by God. And let me say this here, in love, all know that I was a missionary, and in more than half a century, now it's around 167 countries I visited, and I preached in them, also in Saudi Arabia, in Lebanon, in Cairo, in Bahrain, and everywhere. Let me say this here today in love, but with emphasis. Not what Athanasius said and what Hieronymus said. And I must also say, not what Mohammed said or what some man said who established a religion, but we return to the origin, to the beginning. All meant it well in their way. And I don't want to go into details here, but in the year 1983, in my special time in Cairo, Egypt, when I read the Quran, the 114 Surahs, brothers and sisters, all meant well in their own way, but we want to return to that what God has said and determined in His eternal plan of salvation. And for this, we must return to the Old and to the New Testament. Also concerning the so-called Christendom, I again must emphasize, we don't go back to Chalcedon or to Nicaea. We don't go back to Rome. We don't go back to Lourdes, here or there. We don't go anywhere. We go back to Jerusalem to let our ways merge into the ways of God. For thus it is written, the Lord God will teach His nations about His ways. Today all are teaching in all the religions. They teach what the people have to do, how often they shall pray, what they shall do, and all have their programs. Where does this lead to? Back to God. Back to the plan of salvation of God. Paul the Apostle could say, I declared unto you the whole counsel of God. And if we then think about, let me just mention it briefly. It is overwhelming when we know that in the New Testament, altogether, 845 times the Old Testament is quoted and mentioned. Just very powerful. In the New Testament, the fulfillment of that and that what was announced in the Old Testament, what was foretold by the prophets, came to fulfillment, and it was written down. To it comes that at the first appearing of the living God in Jesus Christ, our Lord, 109 prophecies of the Old Testament were fulfilled at the first coming of Christ. And to say it precisely, in the last 24 hours, in connection with the crucifixion, exactly 24 prophecies were fulfilled from the Old Testament. The New Testament testifies of it, that the prophets of the Old Testament foretold the whole plan of salvation of God. How grateful we can be for it. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, so that we all know what is now the most important for the church. Also this I repeat. All the many, many churches, Christian churches, and especially whoever goes to Israel, all churches have there their so-called houses of God, building them. Whether the Anglican Church, the Lutheran Church, the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, one can go from church to church around Jerusalem, everywhere, and all are teaching and believing what they like. Even in the Holy Land, nobody respects of them what God has said in His Word. All remain with their traditions. But the time has come now that we say the truth. And perhaps I shall mention it. It's not easy for me. But on the last Monday, after I watched the news at 22 hours, there came a program of a man who represented the Islam, and the next man represented the Catholic Church. And how often this man repeated the word, one hardly can say it here. The word referred to God. Triunity. Time and again, he told the Muslim representative about the Trinity, triunity of God, triunity of God. He had to tell him something. My question is, before the Almighty God, the word triunity does not exist neither in the Bible, nor in heaven, nor on earth. God is one God from eternity to eternity, besides whom there is no other one. We all know, with Protestants, the term triunity is not used, but they use Trinity there. Three shall be in agreement. Three shall agree. This does not exist. Absolutely not. Not triune, but the uniqueness of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. and thou shalt have no other gods beside him. Yes. But the traditions all remain with that. What at their founding was established. And then dogmas and creeds were established and were added continuously. When you look at it closely, nowhere in all of Christendom it is being believed as the scripture says it in the original. In not one of them, not one of Christian church is believed, taught biblically, baptized biblically, Lord's Supper. Nothing is biblical in all these churches. And all pray the Lord's Prayer. Yes, all are praying. Brothers and sisters, I almost cannot stand it any longer. I ask God that he does something extraordinary to draw the attention of the people once again to that what he promised for this time at the end, before the return of Jesus Christ. We all read it. Brother Borg read James chapter 5, that the Lord God will send the former and latter rain, and that we shall prepare unto the coming of the Lord. For thus it is written, those who were ready went in with him to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. Just briefly now, namely the most important for this period of time. We all know, I've said it many times in the many sermons, at the first coming of Christ, the supernatural took place. And before the second coming of Christ, supernatural took place. John the Baptist was a promised prophet. Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were until John. From that time on, the kingdom of God was proclaimed. He had a divine commission, a divine sending to prepare the way for the Lord. And he could say to the multitude which came to him to the River Jordan, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We all know, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit baptism took place. The Holy Spirit fell, and there were cloven tongues of fire, and they sat upon every one of them. So, John prepared a people which was ready for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit right at the beginning, determined for it. 3,000 already on the Pentecost were there, and the next were added, and very soon it were 5,000. In our time, and this we say with emphasis, without glorifying a man, and be honest, when I speak of John, nobody's angry with me. Then nobody thinks, oh, now he mentions again the prophet John. And when I mention Brother William Branham, then they say, oh, again he mentions him. Dear brothers and sisters, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And he who has eyes to see, let him see. In our time, it was fulfilled. The second part was fulfilled of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Most Bibles have also three chapters, verse 23 and 24. At the first coming of Christ, John the Baptist brought the Old Testament fathers to the faith of the New Testament children. Now, by the ministry of Brother Branham, who was, of course, a promised prophet, God turned the hearts of the children of God back to the origin, back to the faith of the fathers, of the apostolic fathers. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. This is the most important proclamation in this time. And let us say it clearly. William Branham has preached the word as it was preached 2,000 years ago by the apostles at the very beginning. He has put it anew upon the lampstand. The Godhead, very clearly, he preached it from the Holy Scriptures. And we thank the Lord God for it. We all know, in the Old Testament, the promises were that the Messiah would come, that a son would be born. We all know, of course, all these scriptures. Thou art my son. Today I have begotten thee. All the scriptures, whether Psalms 2, 2 Samuel 7, verse 14, whether Psalms 22, and here especially verse 23, whether Psalms 89, whether Isaiah 7:14, whether Isaiah 9, verse 5 and 6, all these scriptures which announced the birth of the Son of God. When the time was fulfilled, the angel Gabriel came to Mary and gave her the promise that the son will be born. And the proclamation said, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And the one born of thee shall be called the Son of God, the Son of the Most High. Not in eternity born, not born in heaven, but born in Bethlehem. And when I now tell you, whoever does not believe it this way, please examine yourself. Read 1 John chapter 4. Everybody, every spirit who confesses that Jesus is the Christ who comes in the flesh, is of God. Whoever does not confess Jesus in that way is the Antichrist. And Paul had to write, the Antichrist will come. And many Antichrists have already come. But then comes the wonderful part. In 2 John, it's just one chapter. And there it is verse 7. And verse 7 is written in the future form, future. Whoever does not confess that Jesus Christ cometh in the body of flesh is not of God, but is the Antichrist. Whoever does not believe that the same Jesus, the same Redeemer, who took his disciples to Bethany, spreading his hands over them, blessing them, and before their eyes, he was taken up into heaven. This same Jesus, that's how it is written in Acts chapter 1 verse 11, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. All who claim the Lord already came as a thief in the night, they are themselves thieves who have stolen the truth and who tell the people lies. Now, back to the Holy Word. And whoever reads in 2 John verse 9, he will find out that those people who don't confess that Jesus comes in the same body of flesh that he will return, in which he was resurrected and went up into heaven, such people you may actually not greet, not taking them into the house. But let us come now to the close and let us say once again, the Lord God, in our time, he has sent his servant and prophet. He could use him. The prophecy, behold, I send you the prophet Elijah, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. This prophecy came to fulfillment. Now, at the end of the day of salvation, God had a prophet, not a reformer, not a theologian, but a prophet he sent. And I thank the Lord that he had given me the opportunity to be in the meetings of this man of God, whether in Europe or whether in the USA. And the supernatural moving, I personally experienced it. So this is the time where we don't go back to some kind of revival or to some man. I repeat the names. Not back to Polycarp. Not returning to Augustine. Not to Arius. And not to some kind of people or councils. Not to Rome. Not to Assisi. Not to here or there. We are returning to Jerusalem. To God, to the Word, which originally came forth from the Spirit of God, for all the prophets and also Peter and the apostles were under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Bible is God's holy word. It's the divine document which we hold in our hands. God made the covenant with us. And he could say, this is the new covenant in my blood. We are the New Testament covenant church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And it was necessary that we came out from all religions, that we came out from all Christian fellowships, out of all confusion, that we have been returned to God and His Word, to now be taught by God of His ways. I say it once again, brothers and sisters, the Word of the Lord never came forth from Rome, never from Damascus or from somewhere. Never from Mecca or Yathrib or Medina. Never. But from Jerusalem. And this is the hour of God, the end time for the church of Jesus Christ. As God has given promises for Israel, which will be fulfilled in the end time, so he has given to the New Testament church promises. And I have emphasized it. God used and sent Brother Branham for the purpose, commissioning him, and he has given us the scriptural word message as it came forth originally from the mouth of God and from the mouth of them whom God determined to it to preach His word. In all churches, all can determine and decide everything for themselves. But in the church of the living God, only God decides. And therefore, it is written in Ephesians chapter 4, God has set into the church, not into a religion or into a church, but into His church. God has set the various ministries so that the saints, and that they are only living saints, for Bible believers, there are no saints who died and who were canonized. For Bible believers, we are the saints, the elect, who found grace in the sight of God. And as our Lord and Savior said, I sanctify myself for them, so that they also are sanctified in us. Let us thank the Lord for the great mercy. And please have understanding for it. I come now to the close. That in the year 2020, I could not travel anymore. And we are looking back to a year. If one looks at one side, it was very sad because there were no regular meetings. On the other hand, one of the most mighty, blessed years which we ever experienced. Now, it's about 21 languages into which all the sermons are being translated and are broadcasted worldwide over all the channels. Millions and again millions are hearing the last message. So We are also grateful for the year 2020. For the year 2021, I would like to wish all brothers and sisters giving you the advice. Read Leviticus chapter 25 of the year of Jubilee. On the greatest day of Israel, on the reconciliation day, the trumpets were blown and liberty was proclaimed for all who were enslaved, who were in debt. It was proclaimed. May the year 2021 be a year of Jubilee, a year as never before, and we are in great expectation that the Lord will send the former and latter rain. Let us be patient. He will never come too late. And just Luke chapter 4 now, verse 18 and 19 probably, when our Lord read the word from the prophet Isaiah 61, and then he could cry out the day, the special day he could proclaim. Brothers and sisters, our Lord accomplished the redemption. Now he waits as the heavenly bridegroom for his earthly bride. And this is the time of the calling out, of the preparation, and of the completion. And let us say it once again, although I am advanced in age, 87 years are behind me, 88, 89, and then when it comes, if the Lord willing, 90. To the Lord be the thanks. I'm healthy, completely healthy. I didn't see any doctor this year. I'm just weak and old, but to the Lord be the glory. His word is a word of power. Please hold it fast in your memory and in your heart. This is the time of God, the hour of God's visitation in the end time. God has sent his servant and prophet William Branham with a direct commission to bring the last message before the return of Jesus Christ. The prophet was taken home in December 65. Since that time, the Lord could use me to bring the message into all the world. And now we may remain here and the whole world can hear. Thanks be to God for all the ministering brethren. Thanks be to God for all who are working at the mission center. Thanks be to God for all brothers who translate into other languages. Thanks be to God for the brothers who make all the preparations in the technique that these programs can be broadcasted. God bless all by grace. And may the year 2021 be a year of Jubilee, a blessed year. And may we all make our personal experiences of salvation and experiencing our preparation to be ready for that moment when the Lord with a wake-up call will descend and the voice of the archangel sounds with a trump of God. Be blessed with a blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Jesus, dir ähnlich, möchte ich werden.
Jesus, I want to be similar to you. I want to be like you. This is my wish. This is my longing. I want to leave this world, but I want to be like you. I love it so much to be like you. To be like you. To be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe, rein wie du bist. Gib mir die Sanftmut.
Give me the meekness.
Und deine Fülle zu deinen Bittgen.
Transform me into your image.
O ja, dir ähnlich, stille im Geiste.
To be like you, still in the spirit, quiet in the spirit, holy in my walk, full of patience, willing to suffer, willing to save others.
Oh, ja, dir ähnlich. Oh, ja, dir
to be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe, rein wie du bist. Gib mir die
Jesus, I pray.
Mut
so pure as you are. Give me the meekness. Give me your fullness. Transform me into your image.
O ja, dir ähnlich, Jesus, ich komme, gieß in die Seele himmlischen Wein. So wie ich bin nun, komme ich zu.
As I am, I come to you.
Jesus, von nun an bin ich ganz da.
Jesus, from now on, I'm fully yours.
Oh ja, dir ähnlich. Oh ja, dir ähnlich.
To be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe, rein wie du bist. Gib mir die Sanftmut.
Give me the meekness. Give me your fullness. Transform me into thy image.
O ja, dir ähnlich, und wenn ich bete,
when I pray,
gieße den Geist,
pour out your spirit of love into
Liebe in mich. Lass mich für
let me be for you a temple. Always being ready to suffer for you.
Bereit zu leiden für dich. Oh ja, dir ähnlich. Oh ja, dir ähnlich. Jesus, ich flehe, rein wie du bist. Gib mir die Sanftmut. Und deine Fülle zu deinem Bild gestalte du mich. O ja, dir ähnlich, o ja, dir ähnlich. Jesus, ich flehe, rein wie du bist. Gib mir die Sanftmut. Und deine Fülle zu deinem Bild gehört. mir.